It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, and I hope you're out in your backyard getting ready to do a little grilling or smoking or whatever it might be, because if you're not on the grill this weekend, you're missing one of the best weekends of the summer to do it. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, buddy. The theme for today's show is packing for the panic. No, I mean picnic.
Yeah. Right. I got picnics and panics coming out my ears right now. The catering season is in full swing, and we've got an opportunity to do a little bit of this, and still got some spots open, but they fill up quick, especially on the weekends, right?
People, isn't that funny?
People want you to feed them.
I'd love to have a Monday afternoon gig.
Right. Yeah. It's graduation season. I got a big one tomorrow. 150 people they want to eat or feed, and you know, planning for a graduation has to be a little bit challenging. I mean, people. I've got a buddy that said he had 8 of them last weekend that they had to go to.
Oh, it's torture.
His graduation parties.
It's expensive, even if your kid's not graduating.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
How much do you give a kid when he graduates?
I don't know. What, $50? I don't know.
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, probably
unless
more if you
unless they're underprivileged, and then we give them 100.
Right, yeah, and
but still, if you got, I think this year we only had maybe 4 or 5, but that's still at least $300 or $400 out of the budget. That's if you're really smart, you'll budget it in May and June. But
right, yeah.
I'm not really smart.
Well, and that's the thing, and you know, we've got a parent here that how do you know how many people are going to come by? And she called, and you know,
You're serving and what you're known for.
Right. Well, it must be nothing because she hired it out, right? And she called me and said,
well, wait a minute. You just said she's budgeting for 150 people, so she must be known for putting on a good party.
Well, or her daughter played 3 sports in school and everybody knows her and she's super popular.
But
that's the part that
I guess it's a combination because I look back, we did 5 of them, right?
Right.
And I look back and I think a lot of times people will, depending on where they're going, they'll do like a Texas curtsy. They'll just kind of slow down, hit the speed bump and leave.
Well, sure.
You know? And
well, sometimes, if you got that many, sure.
And sometimes they'll like time them in such, because you also have the window. Well, this one's from 2 to 5. This one's from 1 to 3.
Sure.
This one's at a park and it's in Detroit.
Yeah,
really happens.
Yeah,
and so that being said, the parents, the dads, if they're smart, are also thinking, which one of these cheap son of a guns is going to give me the ham and cheese sandwich, or the little stinking roll they bought at Safeway,
right,
or whatever, and which one of these is going to be, you know, mama's in the kitchen with all the ants and they're throwing down the kapusta and the kielbasa and all the cuz.
So this one's a combination of both, because she's estimating 150 people, could be 100, could be 200, but that's a challenge for food. Right, so she drew the line at 150. If we got leftovers,
she's got backup.
Well, no, because it's all on me.
I bet you she's got backup.
Yeah. Well, that's she called and added 50 for
at the last minute.
Yeah.
So now it's 200.
No, now it's 150.
Oh, okay.
And but anyway, so I don't.
Well,
know.
She must have leaked it out that the grilling guys were catering.
I don't know. Yeah.
Because if you do that, that was the point I was getting to.
Yeah.
After. Over the years, because we would put on a big to-do, right? And I would barbecue the heck out of stuff, right?
Right.
And that's where my beans became known as Bitchin' Beans. It was one of those parties Maureen's girlfriend named them.
Yeah.
And sometimes people will say, oh, you know, let's go. When we go to, you know, so-and-so's, remember, Dad's, you know, does the barbecue and... Well, let's do that one last, because I'm not going to eat it the rest of them. I'm going to go put on the feed bag there.
Right.
So you can get hit by what we used to call seagulls and some of those other types that are, you just watch them hit the food pile. And sometimes it's like, dang, dog.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. It's crazy when you're doing this, and I don't even know if our listeners are interested in this, but it always fascinates me is that you...
We don't care if you're listening.
Right, yeah, right. It always fascinates me that people will put a pile of food on their plate and have...
And not eat it all.
Every intention, but not eat it all. And 25-30% of your food is in the trash can.
That kills me.
I know it. And
kills
people do
me.
It. And especially when you get the football players hit your open house because it's one of their buddies or one of the girls.
But they don't leave much on the plate.
Well, I understand, but they'll kill a buffet.
Right. When your mom and dad are paying 15 to 20 bucks a plate.
Right.
And I'm doing one in 2 weeks, and the guy, he price wasn't really an issue. He's right. Got 150 people,
yeah.
Knows what he wants, and he wants the Ritz. He wants everything. And I'm just thinking, that's the party, if all you dads out there are smart, that's the party you're going to want to go to, because forget the ham and cheese sandwich.
Right.
You know, forget the macaroni salad party. You know, hit this one. Because this guy's got a big pole barn. He's throwing down everything. And you're gonna want to stay there.
Yep. So the other thing is that do you serve it to people or do you just let them serve themselves?
No, it's buffet.
Because when you go buffet, that's when you lose all the food in the trash.
But who's serving it?
What?
Catering company?
Now you're
hiring attendants.
Right.
And now you're adding $250 a person to the gig. So if you have one or two attendants, you'd only need one for the average party. But still, you're throwing another $250 on your bill.
Yep.
Most people don't want to do that.
Right.
They're already, you know, spending a ton of money on the rest of this party.
Yeah.
Because they had to raid Costco for booze.
Well, whatever. Yeah, if you have booze at your graduation party.
Am I wrong,
Conrad? Oh, I always laugh. What can I say?
Yeah.
Well, you do. You know, and what we used to do is we wouldn't bring the booze out until a certain hour. And I remember, I think it was Maggie's graduation. It was 5 o'clock and I was dying for a cocktail. I was like, okay, I'm setting the bar up. Maureen's like, okay, but be discreet. So it's under the deck, right? It's in the backyard. And I'm pulling out these big boxes of booze, and up walks our associate pastor.
Oh, yeah.
Vance Dimmick, just a prince of a man. And he looks at me and he looked just like Abe Lincoln, had the beard and everything, Pennsylvania Dutch guy. And he goes, hello, Bob. And he looks down and I'm like, hey, Vance, just getting set up for the adults.
Yeah, it happened.
Anyway, too much memory lane. But
yeah.
You do have those other bills.
Right.
And you've got plus you're the parent throwing the party. And if you're bothering to throw one, if your kid wants one. But if your kid's graduating, you've also got 10 other kids you have invitations from. You now have to respond in kind. 50 minimum.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So there's another five, you know, you bleed. This sounds like a wine fest, but.
Yeah, you know, I had one guy that I know called it the great cash swap.
Yeah.
It's like everybody brings my kid cash and then we turn around and we give it back to everybody else's kids.
And the kids are the only ones that win.
Right.
Mom and dad get totally hosed on this deal.
it's a revenue neutral almost, because whatever you get in, you end up giving it back, a lot of it with the cost of the party.
Don't call me halfway through your first year and say, oh, there's no money in my food account.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You should have kept it.
Yeah.
Rice and beans, boys. Rice and beans.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, anyway, so it's congratulations to all the graduates, yeah. Right? Yeah.
You're close, folks. You're so close.
Right.
Just boot their butts out the door, okay? Be tough for once in your life.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I've seen your toughness, Bob. They all rebound once, and we're dealing with one right now, but it's all good. You know what? It's just good to have them back, and you just, you know, go help them through life. We all got a leg up, and you got to give somebody a leg up too.
Well, that took a weird segue.
No, but it's good. It's good.
I'm talking about a college lunch account.
I understand. But that's it. So
it's mercy. You're just saying grace and mercy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for being Christ-like.
Right. So we do have graduation parties coming out our wazoo. I know most of our listeners do too.
We're at the wazoo,
and it should be whatever. But anyway, coming up next, we might talk a little bit of something about barbecue.
I doubt
but,
it.
I know that Bob's selling pole barns, so that'll come up too. You're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. Maybe we'll be back. Maybe we won't.
We might just
go
get a toddy.
Right? Yeah. You got us started. All right. We'll be right back.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit Garrett'sAppliances.com. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Now hit me. The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Jethro FM all over this great state of Michigan and anywhere you're living from Big Rapids, BRN up there. We appreciate you, JIM in Lansing. So did you cook anything this last week? I got a new pizza oven. I went over to Garrett's, and it's called Gozney, G-O-Z-N-E-Y.
Did you use it last night?
What? I've used it once, and there is a learning curve, my brother. There
really?
Is a learning curve. Yes.
Did you put too many pellets in it?
No, it's gas. I got a gas and a wood burner. It's a little
thing. So you can put wood in the back?
Well, let me finish. But yes, you can. It's kind of in the back because this unit it's got three legs that it stands on, and it's a dome shaped pizza oven. But under the back end of it, there is a heating module that you stick on there and give it a quarter turn to lock it in. And one of them is gas fired. It's underneath it. Okay, so it sits on legs about a foot off the table.
So it is tabletop.
Yeah, it's a tabletop model, and it was like $700 for the whole thing with the gas but it's got a wood burning module back there too. So when you unscrew the gas, you just one just like it, but it's got a little trap door in the back, and you build a little wood fire.
Did Brad give you a tutorial on it?
He did, but he wasn't there the first time I used it. Oh. Right.
Oh, and you weren't listening?
Right. No, I listened, but he didn't tell me everything, which is fine. It's not his fault.
What to do with squirrel.
Right. So these things, you heat them up, and they get, it says you want the stone itself is where they measure the temperature. It's not the inside where the fire dome is, but it's on the stone because that's what makes the difference in the pizza. Because it not only cooks from the top down, but it cooks from the bottom up. And that
so the heat source hits the stone?
No, it's above it, but the stone draws the heat.
Oh, okay.
And the thermometer is underneath the stone. So it tells you, Brad told me, get the stone to at least 800 degrees, which took about 15 minutes with the thing burning propane, right? But the part that I didn't do was I put cornmeal on my board when I was making the pizza dough, spreading it out, but I didn't put cornmeal on the stone.
Right when you put the pizza on.
When I put the pizza on, because
you
it's
don't want
not...
to put that on before. You want to put it on right before you put the pizza on.
And I didn't do any. I relied on what was on the crust to do it. Stuck like a mother.
Ah.
And I'm in there with that pizza peel trying to scrape the thing
with
off.
Everybody watching?
Well, no, it was just Lisa and I. Bring people over when we're doing the trial run. But it ended up being a wad of pizza, right? Ooh. Because it stuck. And I'm trying to chip it off of there with the pizza peel, which worked okay. But that's the number one tip is that you just said, and I didn't get that.
Well,
part.
Here's a test for you to try one time. Get one of those $4 pizzas from the freezer at the store and try throwing one of those cheesy ones in there because they're cheap as heck, but they're actually pretty good.
Yeah.
See what it does to improve those, because if you can improve those, you're making headway.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like anything else we cook, Bob. If you start with bad ingredients, you're going to end up with a bad finish. And
excuse me.
But we bought pre-made dough, I bought little packets of dough that are pre-packaged so I can make... we're going to get into this, right? But the first run was this past week. I think I got it on, you know, Wednesday or something. So at the end of the today and tomorrow, I'm going to work on perfecting pizza the grill.
It's going to take some time, and don't feel bad, because I used to go over to pizza parties at Chef Schultz's house when he lived over by me, and he built that masonry. My friend actually built it for him, a masonry pizza oven in the back.
Right.
And that baby would belch out, you know, 1,500 inside. You could get an easy 800-900 degrees in that oven. So so you've got your spit, and you're turning those pizzas every 60 seconds, 30 seconds. You don't want to burn them.
Right.
But they cook the in heat like two, two or 3 minutes.
Yeah, the heat source is in the back of the oven,
but
so you got to spin them or that back part gets burnt.
Right.
Yeah.
So so it's just like your flat top, your Blackstone. It's got hot spots.
Right. Yeah.
But so he even went to, I think it was Arnie's Commercial Bakery, and bought the pre-built pizza crusts.
Yeah.
So everybody cheats a little bit.
Sure.
Even a good chef like Chef Schultz.
Well, and I, you know, anything you do, I started watching YouTube videos, right, on how to do this. Well, no one put, not one YouTube, and I watched a dozen of them, there was not one YouTube video threw cornmeal on that stone right before they put the pizza in. That's a missing piece. But they're all out there, and they're all showing you how to make dough. Well, you got a 7-minute video, 5 minutes of it is making dough, and it's like, it's a process. It's not just a you know, throw some flour together with some, and so you got to let it rise, and then you cut it, and you knead it, and you, I'm a dough buyer. I can smell it coming. Unless I'm doing a lot of pizzas, I think we buy some pre-made dough and spread them out. And
you can go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Their dough is fantastic.
Yeah.
My daughter, Emily, turned me on to that dough a long time ago, and it's, I kind of like rolled my eyes like, oh, come on.
Right.
No, it really is.
Yeah.
They have like an herb and maybe a butter, or there's several flavors. Not a lot, but dude, it's money.
Is it frozen or is it fresh? You remember? Probably frozen, so you can thaw them out and use them. I
bet. I gotta believe it's frozen. I've got some in the fridge right now that's thawed, but I think you're right.
You're going to find out, because I've got a party for work at the end of June that the Grilling Guys is catering, and you're going to be the head chef there. And we're going to have the pizza oven there if we want it. If it's too much work, then we probably won't. But I'm trying to perfect it between now and then so it won't be. And I think the pre-made dough that you're talking about, and then we can have, you know, 4 or 5 toppings that people can choose from.
And these things, they're even pre-baked to just a touch.
Oh, okay.
So they're pliable. You can actually deal with them on the spot.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'd be happy to play around with that at that special event.
Yeah. Yep, but we're gonna do that and see if it comes together, because
that's a private party at the Gravel Bottom.
It is
on the night they're closed.
Yeah, exactly right. So
a little code in there. If you know what they're closed, you should be a seagull.
Yeah, there'll be good food at that one. Yeah, we'll cover that menu in another week or two, because we got to come up with it, because you and I got to cook it, and there's a lot of invitations out there right now. I mean, it's a Monday night, so I don't know what we'll do for RSVPs, but. Anyway,
back to the graduation parties and prepping for them, which is not even the theme of this show. It's supposed to be packing for a picnic. There you go.
Right.
I'm going to just quit writing show plans from now. We're just going to come in here and start babbling.
Yeah, I know. You walk in, you're like, you didn't help me with the show plan. I'm like, it don't matter. We'll be fine.
Oh, you're throwing me under the bus.
No, I never help. You're responsible for the show plan every time, and they're always good.
Mm-hmm.
But we're fine. we're babbling as
so,
we go.
So,
but,
I guess we've beat up on the grad parties enough, but it is that time of year. You're all going to them, and then you've also got the family picnics coming up, and that's what we want to talk about in the next couple segments, if we can get off this diatribe.
Right, but we're good. But the pizza maker, there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people out there that bought these pizza makers. And
are there?
Garrett said they're selling the crap out of those
really?
Things. Yeah, and like several a week that they're selling. And I think that it's, you know, last year
and
was...
And they're not a big box store, so if you're doing several of these $500 to $1,000 items a week, that's really a good indicator.
Right. Yep. I think it's like the griddles were last year, and the pizza ovens are, because you can broil in it. You can do a lot of other things than pizza in that little oven, and that'd be something that I'll explore, and we'll cover on another show.
Well, you do your exploring, but we got to take a break because bathroom's around the corner.
Yeah, you're listening to Grilling Guys. Get another cup of coffee, stretch it out, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's going to be big.
Stick around. Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Apologize for the first two segments.
We're
all over the map. But anyway, if you're packing for a picnic, and you've got to go where there's usually a park, there's no refrigeration. Most of the times, you might be in a pavilion, but most of the times you're out in the open. What's that look like to you?
Packing for a picnic. I hear a country song coming
right,
on.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go write one.
Yeah, it is Jethro, country with a twist.
That's right.
Barbecue with a twist.
And we're twisted.
Yeah.
I just want to also throw out there that next week we're going to delve into barbecue trailers, because some of you out there are pros and semi-pros like us, and you maybe have been toying around with a trailer, and we have a local company making them, and I met the fellow recently.
We just can't talk about packing for a picnic. This is the third segment where we started, and now
it's fascinating. No, I'm priming you for next week. So some of the things you look at when you're doing that is are you cooking your food on site? And if you're not, I don't want to talk about it. We're only talking about throwing some meat on fire. And okay, it's either gas or wood. Most people aren't going to pack a pellet grill for a picnic. And if you do, I hope I don't get invited.
Charcoal, too. You know, you got the little pole stand.
When
grill.
I say gas or wood, charcoal is wood.
Yep.
So that's it. So what are you cooking on? And even your pizza oven does wood or gas.
Yep, exactly.
So I guess the type of fuel you like to use in a mobile scenario like that is kind of important. And what equipment you own.
Right.
That's
you got a Weber grill predicate. You throw in the back of the truck and you take it with you.
That's a big predicate.
That's one,
yep.
Right?
And or a cheap little Miko or whatever, those little $99 charcoal, small, they're square, kind of bubbled. It's like a squared off kettle, you know, and you buy them all over. There's millions of those made too. But those are great for bringing around, because if you ruin it in transit, if you break it on site, you throw it in the park dumpster.
Right. But it's a charcoal grill.
Yep.
Right. So always plan ahead. Give yourself 20 minutes to get your charcoal going before you want to eat. I mean, if you got a bunch of kids lined up, I'm ready to eat, and your charcoal's not hot.
Well, not only that, but when you're done, make sure when everybody's starting to eat, you do something with that hot grill, because you're going to have kids all over the place, and you don't want to just go dump those hot coals in the woods.
No, especially now with the lack of rain that we've had in the last week or two. You'd be very careful around that. But there's usually places to put that kind of thing. If there's a steel, you don't have one, bring a shovel and dig a hole and bury them. Yeah.
So in prepping and I guess I want to talk about prepping for this event. You've got things to consider like fuel. And of course, if it's gas or charcoal, you know, just know what quantities you've really got, because, you know, how many picnics have been ruined because the propane tank went empty or because the coals didn't get hot enough, or we've all been there.
Right.
Storage containers. This is a huge and a really big consideration, because you got to keep critters out if you're camping. You got to keep your food clean and sanitary and dry and free from ants. You've got to keep the skunks and the bear and all this other stuff out of it, depending on where you're at. maybe it's going to be in the sun, so you might want to put a shelter over it. But another big consideration that if you've ever done any of these picnics or these big family events at a park, let's say, we're famous for renting county parks and having the whole family show up from all over, sanitation. And if you've been through any kind of food schools, you've had to deal with it, but we're going to put you through a little food school right now. And when you're out with all those crazy cousins or those buddies from your from work or whatever you're doing, sanitation's a big deal. What you don't want is to make somebody have to go to the bathroom a bunch because they touched a contaminated tong or, you know.
I think the number one occurrence of that is using the same set of barbecue tongs on raw food that you do on cooked food.
You sound like you're suffering PTSD.
specifically with chicken. Okay, beef, pork. Not so bad.
Pork too.
Pork is bad, but beef, you're okay. Hot dogs, you're okay. Hamburgers, you're probably okay. But if you, because those foods can be eaten raw and not make you sick, but not chicken and not pork. So bring two pair, maybe
fish,
bring three pair.
Fish, some yeah. fish.
Bring two or three pairs of tongs with you when you go to the park, because if you're pulling stuff out of a bag of marinade or something and you're slapping it on the grill,
well,
you want to clean those tongs.
Yep.
You want clean tongs touching the food after it's been on the grill.
I would also tell you to have drinking water and then another container. I've got these big military cans, except they're plastic civilian versions now, but they copied the old military fuel cans we used to have. And they stand upright, so they pack in the back of a truck really nice. They don't hog the floor.
Right.
And then what you can do is turn them on their side, and it's got a little turn tap on it.
Yep.
Really handy for rinsing stuff off. And then what my wife will do is she'll take an old bottle of laundry detergent, and she'll leave just a little bit in the bottom, and she'll fill it with water and set that on the picnic table. It's already got the little push plunger. So you just put your hands on it, and you push that plunger, and you wash your hands, you wash all your dishes and everything with that laundry detergent. It's right. fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a simple, easy little way. Again, it's all self-contained.
Yep.
You can haul it, because we're talking about logistics now, making sure you show up and don't blow up.
Right, and make sure that you've got what you need when you get there. And at that point, you know, the other thing, it's a trick we've always used is – grab some bottles of water. You may want them anyway, but use them as your ice
yep.
so they don't take up all your cooler space. And then when you get there, pull them out and set them on the picnic table.
Or leave them in the cooler and let them keep your food cool.
Well, the ones you want to drink, thaw them out is where I was yep. going. But the other ones are, leave them in there. And if you need them later in the party or whatever, yep. you pull them out.
Absolutely.
Then,
and then I guess the other thing I always think about when having to do these types of, because again, yeah, and the same thing was with my family, the Nurmico side. If we would have a get together, very often I was behind it or pushing it because my mom was still alive, maybe, or my mom and dad were still alive. I wanted to get everybody together. You want to do that, and there's a whole bunch of procrastinators in my family that would say, "Yeah, let's do
every
it."
Every family,
let's every, do it, and family. They don't do a thing. So I'm like, forget this, man. I'm going to get this going. And so all of a sudden now, and I've got this wonderful wife who is fantastic at making lists. So when she sees me throw myself into the fire like that, she's pretty good about running into the building behind me. And she's got her list. So she's the organized one. I'm the driver. And she can look at even a dirty garage and say, okay, here's how you're going to have to clean it. And I love it when she does that for my garage. But she, you know, you have to have that person that's looking at an event like that. An event coordinator, people do that, but that looks at your event and says, okay, we have to have X amount of tables. We got to bring some plastic tables because you're going to be throwing a bunch of meat out. I don't want you doing that on the picnic table where the kids are going to be playing, right?
Right.
You don't want to be
and
Fred
here's,
and Barney
and
here's over
there. The big tip on cooking like that when you're in the park. Go to the store, I don't care where you go, and buy a roll
yep.
of plastic tablecloth.
Yep. Or
and bring your duct tape
yep.
and cut a strip of it off and put it on whatever table you've got, because at the end, You just pop that duct tape off, wad that thing up, and throw it away. There is no cleanup.
Yep,
and it's perfect.
Or if you're like looking for a surface for people to eat on, you can get those big rolls of brown paper or butcher paper, and that looks really nice. But it also is a good thing you can throw away.
Right.
Some people aren't fans of plastic.
Right. Cleanup is easy.
But the surface area you need to cook on and prep on is just something to put on the radar. That's all I'm trying to emphasize. And then comfort. So make sure your tables are high enough. If you're going to be the guy there, the head cook in the kitchen, make sure you've got one of those tables that jacks up. Jop and I love those. We've got many of them.
Sore backs if you don't have them. Yeah. All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to be talking about more of this planning for a picnic, and maybe we'll cover a couple menu items too, because you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsman serving sportsmen. When it's time for bass fishing, don't do it bass ackwards. Go to the bass fishing experts at Allen Bob Sports, now inside Millbrook Tack Building at 510 68th Street Southwest, just off 131. Tell them you want the Grilling Guys discount and you'll save $5 off your $25 purchase with some exclusions. Allen Bob Sports, online at allenbobs.com.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully you're out running your errands on a weekend morning, and you're getting ready to relax a little bit and create a little grill envy in your backyard, man, from your neighborhood, because it's grilling season. And Bob, is the pool open yet?
Why you got to stress me out?
Oh, it's not? Oh, mine is.
I'm trying to bark before I pop that cover, because the minute you pop the cover, you got to have the pumps going and the sanitization and everything, because with what's going on this year, you're going to go green quick. I talked to my buddy at Pool Guy, and he said, make sure you go really fast because things are going green quick this year.
Yeah. Well, a lot of heat, a lot of sunshine. Ours is up and running. You know, it took the normal several hundred dollars to get it from winter to ready, but we're ready. We've had three or four parties already. Parties, I say, you know, everybody comes
get
over.
Get-togethers.
Yeah, we've got...
I don't think you should call them parties anymore, because it's just the gathering place.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying something new this year. It's actually today, later today, our next-door neighbor, they have three little kids, like maybe 10, 7, and 5. And the seven-year-old, her birthday is next week, and we're letting her host her little friend's birthday party at the pool. And her parents will be there, and there'll be several other parents, but they're just an hour.
Nice.
All they're doing is just an hour, but she came over to swim in this hot weather.
Nice.
And we were just talking to them, and we decided to do that. So I'm looking forward to that. I mean, it'll be a lot of fun. The pools are to use, man.
Yeah.
If they're not used, they get dirty quicker than if they are used. They're stirred up, and the filters are working, and...
I'm wondering
how
that works with those two big dogs back there.
You know what? My dogs are spastic for about 3 minutes, and then they settle right down. You don't even know they're there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when somebody walks in, that's when they get
up. And the redhead loves me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She
yeah.
absolutely wants to tear my skin and everything off me when I get there. She can't help herself. And I want to pay attention to her, but I'm normally swapping equipment out or trying to run and come and go.
Right.
And she always have to do that little sack tap thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
like right about the time your wife walks out and I'm like bent over screaming like a little girl. And I'm like,
well, that was the one thing you never want to do is teach your dog to shake. Because a tall dog. Right? Because the paw does whack you in the wrong spot.
Absolutely. Let's talk about styles of cook and numbers of food and beverages. You do have to plan on your numbers. And there again, if you have a good spouse or partner that is a planner, or if you're that planner, mm-hmm. and you can just break everything down, because there's a certain amount of physical work to be done and staging and logistics. So you can't do everything. You got to have help. You mm-hmm. have to delegate out your
no
tasks.
No question. And think about the I think one that gets missed is the serving platters and the serving utensils for the amount of food that you're going to be producing.
Yeah.
Right?
Platters is a big one.
Right.
They stack up.
Right.
You can have 10 or 2.
Right.
It's up to you.
Right. 10 is generally better than 2, because if you drop one or someone,
you
know, whatever.
You got raw fish on one.
Right.
You know, yeah. You got the some little kids playing around on it, or all right. those little mishaps. Another good thing, we were talking about sanitation earlier and having that little sanitization. At Gordon's, they sell these, they look like baby wipes, but they're food sanitation wipes.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Pull them out of the bucket. You pull one at a time. And even if somebody washed something up, you look at the crummy job one of your kids did or somebody did washing some right. stuff up, you just wipe them down before you use them, because yeah. It's so easy to be a little safer.
Right, and it's much better to be safer. Nobody yeah. goes home from the party not feeling well the next day.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you can do. That's the party that keeps on giving.
Pinned to the can.
Right, yeah. No way. not doing it. So, you know what? This is a season. Big Weed, one of my buddies,
if I had a name like that, I'd be your buddy too.
Right. This was Big Weed before Weed was cool. But he's up at Houghton Lake, and I saw pictures of him holding a couple like 20-inch walleyes, one in each
nice.
Hand. And he wrote, "My favorite deep fried walleye." That was his comment on his picture with him holding these two nice fish. But that's one that if you bring that to the park, a deep fryer, I'm wanting to put almost like, you know, security
fence.
Tape around
fence.
That thing
yep.
because oil burns and keeps burning
yeah.
when it's on your skin.
Yeah.
You do not want to have anybody get in contact with that hot oil. That'll ruin a party.
I don't know that too many people will really deep fry at those kind of parties anyway.
Well,
if you're having a fish fry, it's typically in your backyard. I don't see people schlepping that stuff around whole lot.
All depends who you are, and you know, if you
do
got
you
Uncle
think so?
If you got Uncle Chaz who catches fish all night or all winter, and he brings you the fish to the fish fry. I don't know, it could happen. Yeah, right. But you know, people love fresh fried fish. Say that 3 times fast.
I want to taste that walleye you're talking about. You're talking Houghton Lake,
right?
Early season walleye,
right? And I've got
it's got to be good.
You know, I love you guys, so I'll mention this. Nobody on the air knows where I live. Hopefully, none of my friends are listening. But I've got about 40 pounds of walleye in my freezer from when I went down in April.
Ooh.
to and we're gonna have a walleye fry, and
there
you will
go.
Be you
there
will
you
be. Invited.
I'll get there early so Red can get her jiggy down.
Right, yeah, right. But no, we're going to have that. And I do those around I got a special little grilling area I built for that. So when the oil is away from the pool and away from the people.
I just figured
like
out
that.
A great way to handle your dog.
What's
I'm
that?
Just going to start wearing a cup.
Yeah, right. There you go. You know what would stop it? Because my wife does this when she gets a little aggressive. We just got a squirt bottle of water.
Oh.
And just go... right in her face, and she stops
yeah,
instantly.
My daughter trained her dog with a little can of air. It's these things they sell to
clean your computer or something.
You can hold any can up to Cleo, and she'll look at it, and she'll just cower and walk away.
Yeah.
It's Spam, honey. Yeah. It's Pam.
Yeah. So where are we? I don't even know. Conrad, how much time do we have left? We got
prepping,
3 minutes.
Prepping, and what degree is your food ready to throw? Run and gun.
There you go.
And I think if you're going to a picnic, you want to have as much fun as possible. You don't want to cut into your fun time too much. So I'm saying you're totally ready to roll, and you run and gun. But if you're out at a family sleepover, like we're renting condos for Alex's wedding this fall and all this stuff, you know, then you're going to have a lot more prep stuff going on and all that. So it's different in all scenarios. So if you're just showing up for the day, have everything ready.
Right.
And bring a gas grill so you're not messing around.
Right.
Just bring, or unless they have the little charcoal grills in the park,
then grab
a couple of those.
I'm always concerned with cleanliness with the grates that's been sitting out there in the weather. Bird sits on the edge of it. Whatever. You get the picture.
You build your fire up good and hot. You put that grate down in about 30 seconds. Any sense of bacteria.
Well,
it's on its way to heaven.
The last guy's junk that was left on it that used it.
So maybe, I know you don't like cooking on tin foil.
So, no.
But get it hot and clean it with tin foil.
You grab
maybe
a wad of tin foil and you just rub it down.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And it'll clean up a little bit better. But I you know, I'm pretty picky about public equipment, put it that way. Right?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Anyway. But I have not died from any of it.
No,
so I'm,
nobody
so
will.
I'm still...
Nobody will. Get it hot and bacteria goes
and
away.
And make sure you hit Old World Olive Company and get some oil before you go.
I'm out.
And balsamics.
I
do
to
too.
Yeah.
I notice I go through a lot more oil than I do balsamics.
Tons more.
Isn't
more.
That funny?
Because I, you know, you lube with it and everything so it doesn't stick to the grill.
Leave
serious.
It alone, Conrad.
Right, yeah.
Jesus.
He's just shaking
he's
his
dying,
head over there.
He's dying to jump in on that.
Button
one.
Must be in the mute button not working over there today.
No, it's working just fine.
You say lube and he goes off into space. You know,
eyes rolled, threw his head back. Almost got a little grin on his face.
You know, I was thinking about Job talking about that three-prong
oh, there it is.
Pizza oven.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that if it's only got three legs, is it kind of tilty, you know?
Not
I mean?
At all, man. You could stand
it
on the top
like
of that
sounds like something
thing.
George Jetson would have. When it, you see the three legs, I don't know what it
looks
is.
Like, you know, Invasion of the... Of
yeah,
you know,
right. Yeah, Independence Day. It's,
yeah,
that, it's
but,
that thing.
Okay, but see the little firebox underneath it? That's what I'm talking about. It goes up in
so
there
that's
and
where
a
you
quarter
put,
oh, so it's got like a Weber kettle has the bucket under it. You can put charcoal or gas in it?
Wood or that gas burner, yeah, yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Just throw some gas
Job,
in it.
It says only $4.99. You paid $700. You must have put that on sale after you bought it.
Yeah,
at Garrett's.
Well, there's some things on
they
that table.
Keep a guy in the parking lot. Oh, Randy's coming.
Yeah. No, they
switch tags.
Garrett's did me right. There were some accessories that were purchased with it, so.
All right, we got to wrap up this show. Here.
Oh, what a shame! What a shame!
Was this a show?
We were just having fun.
Was this a show?
Hey, don't forget to hit thegrillingguys.com and look to the right side. Check out all our sponsors. Go to mypillow.com. Use barbecue for your code, BBQ as your code. Any of those sponsor links on the right side, when you click on them, they're going to bring you to their current sale page. So. There's also a headset at the top. You can get the podcast sent to your phone every week. You can listen to us.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to The Grilling Guys. We'll talk with you next week. Be safe in your backyard. See ya.